The programming world recently witnessed something unprecedented, the fastest rise of an open source project in the history of the universe. A project that went from failed side project to over 200,000 GitHub stars in a matter of weeks. A project that's already been acquired by OpenAI for probably some absurd amount of money. That project, of course, is OpenClaw, a tool that's not much more than a basic JavaScript AI wrapper, but what most people fail to realize is that every piece of software you use today is built on the shoulders of giants. And sadly, many of those giants died in battle a long time ago. Nearly every piece of meaningful software out there is built with the blood, sweat, and tears of highly creative and talented programmers. What's depressing, though, is that almost all of those programmers never got to reap the glory and money from their own creations. In today's video, we're going to look at the stories of five open source projects that achieved a meteoric rise, then crashed out under the weight of their own success. It is February 26, 2026, and you're watching The Code Report. Yesterday, I was working on laying out some sick beats with the Arturia Microfreak. But what I failed to realize is that this commercial product is actually based upon the incredible work of the developer behind Mutable Instruments, Emily Galay. It's an incredible tool that can make sound waves do anything you can imagine. It's coded by hand in C++, but there is always a problem in the background: burnout. This project was managed by a solo business owner who just wanted something else in life, and when she decided to move on to a new venture, the project simply faded away. But as the old saying goes, it's better to burn out than to fade away. And that's what happened to a popular project called Faker.js, a project that burned out in spectacular fashion. Faker was a JavaScript library with millions of weekly downloads that generated fake data, which was awesome for automated testing and astroturfing millions of fake users for your social media app to raise money from VCs. But one fateful day in 2022, the developer Maroc Squires did something bold. He deleted the source code, replaced it with the text endgame, and published version 6.6.6 on NPM. And this insta-bricked thousands of JavaScript apps when they went to update dependencies. The corporations that depended on his work were rightfully pissed, but he was pissed himself for providing free work with no pay and made this update in protest. Unfortunately, though, he was kicked out of his own project and it was taken over by a new developer, and still lives on today. But sometimes, even projects that are well-funded with big teams can still fail, like Parse. Before Supabase One, and even before Firebase One, there was a backend as a service called Parse in 2011 that provided a database in auth for mobile apps. Developers loved it so much that Facebook acquired it for $85 million in 2013, which was considered a lot of money back then. That gave the project access to the most talented developers in the industry, but just a few years later in 2016, it was killed by Facebook and shut down. Any developer using it was forced to migrate to a new platform. Zuck decided that hosting mobile app infrastructure was a waste of time, but this story has a semi-happy ending. The code behind Parse Server was open-sourced, which allowed developers to self-host and maintain it independently. But if you're an elderly developer from that time period, another project you might remember is Meteor, one of the first frameworks to do full-stack JavaScript before it was cool. In 2013, Ruby on Rails was all the rage, but Meteor looked like the next big thing because it did all the same stuff but relied entirely on JavaScript instead of the beautiful yet esoteric Ruby language. Its design also used WebSocket connections and stateful servers to perform instant UI updates that felt magical on early demos, but that was also part of the problem. When apps went into production, they were difficult to maintain and didn't easily scale horizontally in the cloud. When React and Angular hit the scene a few years later, devs decided it was best to separate the client from the server again, and its popularity slowly faded into the abyss. Ironically, future frameworks like Next would start reintroducing these same concepts once again, but timing is everything in software, and Meteor was just born before its time. Well, actually, maybe timing isn't everything, like in the case of OpenSolaris. In 2005, Linux was the dominant open source operating system on servers, but this superior new horse entered the race based on Sun Microsystems' Solaris Unix. It has the ZFS file system, dtrace observability, and even had containers before Docker was a thing. On paper, it was the far better OS, but then in 2010, something really bad happened. Oracle acquired Sun Microsystems, and almost overnight, the project's future evaporated. Open development stopped, source releases quietly disappeared, and the community realized the experiment was over. Oracle put Solaris back behind closed doors to protect its enterprise business, forcing developers to fork the last available code. So even though the timing was great and it was technically brilliant, it failed because the ownership changed. But possibly the most spectacular open source failure of all time is one you didn't see coming: Mozilla Firefox, which is a prime example of when open sourcing your code goes wrong. You see, in the 1990s, 1990s, Netscape dominated the web browser market share, but Microsoft wanted a piece of that pie. So what Microsoft did was bundle Internet Explorer directly into Windows, turning the browser into a free default instead of a product you had to choose. When Netscape started losing market share, their response was radical. Open sourced the browser and rallied the internet to its side. The internet cheered, but the problem is that the code was a mess. Eventually, this code became the Mozilla project, but the transition was a nightmare that required a near total rewrite of all its legacy code. Meanwhile, Internet Explorer rapidly captured new users through distribution alone. By the time Mozilla eventually produced Firefox, which was faster, safer, and just better, Netscape itself was already dead. The company lost the browser war, proving that open source can build better software, but it can't beat platform control and distribution. Ironically, though, that same failure revived browser competition and laid the groundwork for the modern web, meaning Firefox succeeded technically by first losing commercially. But if you dream of building your own failed open source project in 2026, you need to know about CodeRabbit, the sponsor of today's video. They just launched a new feature that lets you customize how their AI code reviewer writes pull request summaries. So instead of wasting time decoding your team's PRs, you and your team can tell CodeRabbit exactly what information you want to see in every summary. Like here, we made a doc telling it to include what changed and why, with special callouts to any branching changes or new dependencies. CodeRabbit will follow these instructions to make sure that every PR gets a clean summary that everyone can quickly scan. It's already saving dev teams hundreds of hours, and you can try it for free with the link below. This has been the Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.